This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from The Affordable Feast Collection, Budget-Friendly Family Meals by the Canadian Living Test Kitchen, copyright 2013 Transcontinental Books. Budget-friendly white meat, what makes it affordable? With the current emphasis on healthy eating, many people are cooking with lean chicken and turkey breasts exclusively. This means the fattier legs and their parts, the thighs and drumsticks, are less in demand and therefore cheaper. These dark meats do contain more fat than breasts, but they also offer more luscious flavor and more iron and vitamin A. Ground chicken, turkey, and pork are another economical choice because they're ground from smaller pieces that aren't useful on their own. Versatile pork chops and fattier pork shoulder roasts are more reasonably priced per pound than tenderloin and offer more flavor than leaner cuts. Why it's good for you. Chicken and pork are sources of protein, vitamins B6 and B12, zinc and niacin. Both contain iron as well as a variety of other vitamins and minerals in smaller amounts. Food safety. Chicken and pork need to be handled carefully to prevent harmful bacteria from making you sick. It's vital to cook these meats, especially the ground versions, to the proper temperature. For pork, that means until an instant read thermometer inserted into the thickest part reads 160 degrees Fahrenheit or 71 degrees Celsius. For poultry legs and ground meat, the temperature needs to be higher at 165 degrees Fahrenheit or 74 degrees Celsius. Always put cooked meat on a clean plate, not the one the raw meat was on, and chill any leftovers within 2 hours of cooking. Thaw frozen chicken or pork in the refrigerator, not at room temperature, on a plate to catch the juices. Plan for about a day for small cuts and ground meats to thaw. Uses. All of these budget-friendly cuts are wonderful grilled. Try ground meats and kebabs, meat loaves, and burgers. Chicken legs and thighs lend themselves particularly well to braised and stewed dishes, yielding moist, tender results. Pork chops are terrific on their own or cooked with vegetables to make a one-pot skillet dinner. Pork shoulder makes the best pulled pork, but it's also wonderful cubed and braised in stews, especially with vegetables and legumes. This recipe is for slow cooker barbecue pork stew. To make sure the sweet potatoes don't fall apart, push them and the pork gently to one side of the cooker, then whisk the flour mixture into the liquid. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 3 pounds of boneless pork shoulder blade roast, 2 onions, 6 cloves garlic, bay leaves, chili powder, ground cumin, ground coriander, dried oregano, dry mustard, salt, and pepper, sweet potatoes, bottled strained tomatoes, or passata, sodium-reduced chicken broth, cooking molasses, cider vinegar, all-purpose flour, and kale. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 3 pounds of boneless pork shoulder blade roast cubed, 2 onions chopped, 6 cloves garlic minced, 2 bay leaves, 2 teaspoons chili powder, 1 teaspoon each ground cumin and ground coriander, 1 teaspoon dried oregano, 1/2 teaspoon each dry mustard, salt, and pepper, 2 pounds of sweet potatoes, peeled, halved and cut in 1.5-inch thick slices, 1 cup bottled strained tomatoes, also known as passata, 1 cup sodium-reduced chicken broth, 3 tablespoons cooking molasses, 3 tablespoons cider vinegar, 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour, and 4 cups packed chopped-stemmed kale. In slow cooker, combine pork, onions, garlic, bay leaves, chili powder, cumin, coriander, oregano, mustard, salt, and pepper. Top with sweet potatoes. Whisk together tomatoes, broth, molasses, and vinegar. Pour over pork mixture. Cover and cook on low until pork is tender, 6 to 8 hours. Discard the bay leaves. Whisk flour with 1 cup of the cooking liquid until smooth and whisk into slow cooker. Add kale and cook covered on high until thickened and kale is wilted, about 30 minutes. Our next recipe is for turkey black bean chili. Ground turkey or chicken makes a lighter tasting chili that's a refreshing change from typical beef-based ones. It's wonderful with crusty buns or cornbread. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Vegetable oil, 1 pound of ground turkey or chicken, 1 onion, 2 cloves garlic, dried oregano, salt, pepper, tomato paste, 1 can or 28 ounces of diced tomatoes, 1 can or 19 ounces of black beans, 1 small zucchini, frozen corn kernels, chili powder, fresh cilantro or parsley, sour cream, sliced jalapeno peppers optional. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 1 pound of ground turkey or chicken, 1 onion chopped, 2 cloves garlic minced, 2 teaspoons of dried oregano, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 1 can or 28 ounces of diced tomatoes, 1 can or 19 ounces of black beans drained and rinsed, 1 small zucchini cubed, 1/2 cup of frozen corn kernels, 3 tablespoons chili powder, 1/4 cup minced fresh cilantro or parsley, sour cream and sliced jalapeno peppers optional. In large saucepan, heat 1 tablespoon of the oil over medium-high heat. Cook turkey, breaking up with spoon until no longer pink, about 8 minutes. Using slotted spoon, transfer turkey to bowl. Drain fat from pan. Heat remaining oil over medium heat. Cook onion, garlic, oregano, salt, and pepper until softened, about 3 minutes. Stir in tomato paste and cook for 1 minute. Return turkey to pan. Add tomatoes, black beans, zucchini, corn, and chili powder. Bring to boil. Reduce heat and simmer for 30 minutes. Stir in cilantro. Serve garnish with sour cream and jalapeno peppers if using. Our next recipe is for sausage and spinach soup with rosemary croutons. Day-old bread makes the best croutons. They're a terrific old-fashioned money saver. Serve this quick version of Italian wedding soup with a green salad. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Olive oil, 12 ounces of mild Italian sausages, 2 cloves garlic, 1/2 onion, dried rosemary, pepper, sodium-reduced chicken broth, tubetti pasta, baby spinach, day-old Italian bread, and Parmesan cheese. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 12 ounces of mild Italian sausages, casings removed, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1/2 onion finely diced, 1 teaspoon dried rosemary, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 3 cups of sodium-reduced chicken broth, 2/3 a cup of tubetti pasta, 6 cups of baby spinach, 2 cups cubed day-old Italian bread or day-old baguette, and 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese. In large saucepan, heat 1 teaspoon of the oil over medium-high heat. Cook sausage meat, breaking up with spoon, until browned 5 to 6 minutes. With slotted spoon, remove sausage and set aside. Drain fat from pan. Cook garlic, onion, and 1/2 each of the rosemary and pepper, stirring occasionally until onion is softened, about 2 minutes. Add broth and 3 cups water. Return sausage to pan. Cover and bring to boil. Add pasta, reduce heat to medium, and cook until pasta is al dente, about 8 minutes. Turn off heat. Add baby spinach. Stir until just wilted. Meanwhile, toss bread with remaining oil, rosemary, and pepper, and spread on a baking sheet. Bake in a 375 degrees Fahrenheit oven until golden, 10 minutes. Serve soup sprinkled with croutons and Parmesan cheese. Our next recipe is for slow cooker super chicken noodle soup. Lower in sodium than canned soups, this classic is satisfying to body and soul. Kale contains vitamins A and C, folic acid, calcium, and iron. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 2 onions, 2 ribs celery, 2 carrots, 2 sweet potatoes, fresh ginger, salt, pepper, 6 bone-in chicken thighs, about 2 pounds, no salt added chicken stock, recipe to follow, or no salt added chicken broth, kale, curly egg noodles, and frozen peas. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 onions chopped, 2 ribs celery chopped, 2 carrots chopped, 2 sweet potatoes, about 1 1/4 pound, peeled and chopped, 2 slices of fresh ginger, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 a teaspoon pepper, 6 bone-in chicken thighs, about 2 pounds, 3 1/2 cups easy, no salt added chicken stock, recipe to follow, or no salt added chicken broth, 3 cups sliced stemmed kale, 2 cups curly egg noodles, and 1/2 a cup of frozen peas. In slow cooker, combine onions, celery, carrots, sweet potatoes, ginger, salt, and pepper. Arrange chicken over vegetables. Pour in stock and 3 cups of water. Cover and cook on low for 6 to 8 hours. Transfer chicken to bowl. Stir kale, noodles, and peas into soup. Cover and cook on high until noodles are tender, about 30 minutes. Meanwhile, remove and discard chicken skin, bones, and fat. Shred or chop meat and return to the soup. Now here's your recipe for the easy no-salt added chicken stock. Make your own. In slow cooker, combine 2 pounds of chicken bones, carcasses, wings, and necks, 2 onions, coarsely chopped, 3 ribs celery, coarsely chopped, 3 carrots, coarsely chopped, 10 sprigs parsley or leftover stems, 2 bay leaves, and 1/2 a teaspoon of black peppercorns. Pour in 12 cups of cold water. Cover and cook on low for 12 to 24 hours. Strain through cheesecloth-lined sieve into large bowl, pressing vegetables to extract liquid. Let cool for 30 minutes. Refrigerate uncovered until fat hardens on the surface, about 8 hours. Save fat for another use or discard. Make ahead. Refrigerate in airtight containers for up to 3 days or freeze for up to 2 months. Makes 12 cups. Our next recipe is for chicken fricot. Fricot, an Acadian stew made with meat or fish and topped with fluffy doughboy dumplings, is the ultimate comfort food. It's a great way to use up a whole chicken, but a mix of thighs and drumsticks is even cheaper and just as delicious. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 whole chicken, about 3 pounds, or 3 pounds of chicken thighs and drumsticks. Salt pork. 3 carrots. 3 ribs of celery. 1 large onion. 2 pound of yellow flesh potatoes. Dried savory. Salt. Pepper. 2 ice cubes. For the dumplings, you will need all-purpose flour, baking powder, fresh parsley, salt, and 2 egg yolks. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 whole chicken, about 3 pounds, or 3 pounds of chicken thighs and drumsticks, 4 ounces of salt pork diced, 3 carrots chopped, 3 ribs of celery chopped, 1 large onion chopped, 2 pounds of yellow fleshed potatoes peeled and chopped, 2 teaspoons dried savory, 3 quarters teaspoon of salt, 1/2 a teaspoon of pepper, and 2 ice cubes. For the dumplings, you will need 1 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh parsley, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, and 2 egg yolks. Discarding back, cut chicken into 6 pieces. In Dutch oven, sauté salt pork over medium-high heat until golden, 4 minutes. With slotted spoon, transfer pork to plate. Add chicken to pan. Brown all over about 8 minutes. Add to plate with pork and set aside. Drain all but 2 tablespoons of fat from the pan. Cook carrots, celery, and onion over medium heat, stirring often until onion is softened about 3 minutes. Stir in potatoes, savory, salt, and pepper. Cook, stirring, for 2 minutes. Return chicken and pork to pan. Stir in 6 cups water. Bring to boil, skimming off foam. Reduce heat, cover, and simmer for 45 minutes. Place ice cubes in glass measure. Pour in enough of the cooking liquid to make 2/3 of a cup and let cool. Meanwhile, with slotted spoon, transfer chicken to platter. Let cook enough to handle or cool enough to handle. Pull meat from bones. Discard bones and skin. Shred or coarsely chop chicken. Skim any fat from cooking liquid. Return chicken to pan and bring to simmer. For the dumplings, in a bowl, whisk flour, baking powder, parsley, and salt. Stir egg yolks into reserve cooking liquid. Drizzle over the flour mixture. With fork, toss to make a sticky, stretchy dough. Drop batter evenly spaced in 8 mounds onto stew. Cover and simmer over medium heat until puffed and the knife inserted into a center of the dumpling comes out clean, 8 to 10 minutes. Our next recipe is for slow cooker butter chicken. You can leave this recipe simmering in a slow cooker for 8 hours before adding the chicken. It yields a large quantity of sauce that freezes well if you're feeding a smaller group. Serve over hot steamed basmati rice. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 2 onions, 3 cloves garlic, butter, fresh ginger, brown sugar, chili powder, ground coriander, and turmeric, cinnamon, and ground cumin, salt, and pepper, 1 can or 28 ounces of diced tomatoes, 1 cup of sodium-reduced chicken broth, almond butter or cashew butter, 3 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken thighs, sour cream, and fresh cilantro. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 onions diced, 3 cloves of garlic minced, 3 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of grated fresh ginger, 2 tablespoons of packed brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 3/4 teaspoon each of ground coriander and turmeric, 1/2 teaspoon each cinnamon and ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, 1 can or 28 ounces of diced tomatoes, 1 cup sodium-reduced chicken broth, 1/4 cup almond butter or cashew butter, 3 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken thighs quartered, 1 cup sour cream, and 2 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro. In slow cooker, combine onions, garlic, butter, ginger, brown sugar, chili powder, coriander, turmeric, cinnamon, cumin, salt, pepper, and tomatoes. Whisk broth with almond butter. Pour into slow cooker. Cover and cook on low for 5 hours for up to 8 hours. With immersion blender, puree sauce until smooth. Add chicken and cook covered on high until juices run clear when chicken is pierced, 30 to 40 minutes. Stir in sour cream. Serve sprinkled with cilantro. Our next recipe is for braised pork shoulder and white beans. Braising a humble pork shoulder roast makes it meltingly tender. The acidity of the garlic vinegar tempers the richness of the pork. Add it to taste at the table. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Dried navy beans or cannellini beans, 1 pound. 4 pounds of bone-in pork shoulder picnic roast, fat cap on, or boneless pork butt roast. Salt. Pepper. Extra virgin olive oil. Celery. Carrots. 1 onion. 5 cloves of garlic. Dried thyme. Dried oregano. 1 bay leaf. And for the garlic vinegar, you will need 2 cloves of garlic, white wine vinegar, and a pinch of salt. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 cups of dried navy beans or cannellini beans, or 1 pound. 4 pounds of bone-in pork shoulder picnic roast, fat cap on, or boneless pork butt roast. 1 teaspoon each salt and pepper. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 3 ribs of celery diced. 2 carrots diced. 1 onion diced. 5 cloves of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon dried thyme, 1/2 a teaspoon dried oregano, 1 bay leaf. For the garlic vinegar, you will need 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1/4 cup white wine vinegar, and a pinch of salt. Rinse and soak beans overnight in 3 times their volume of water, or bring to boil and boil gently for 2 minutes. Remove from heat, cover, and let stand for 1 hour, and then drain. In saucepan, cover beans with 3 times their volume of fresh water. Bring to boil. Reduce heat, cover, and simmer until tender, about 40 minutes. Reserving 2.5 cups of the cooking liquid, drain. Sprinkle pork all over with salt and pepper. In Dutch oven, heat oil over high heat. Brown pork all over and transfer to plate. Drain all but 1 tablespoon fat from pan. Cook celery, carrots, and onion over medium heat until softened and light golden, about 8 minutes. Stir in garlic, thyme, oregano, and bay leaf, and cook for 2 minutes. Add beans to pan. Return pork and any accumulated juices to pan. Add reserved bean cooking liquid and bring to boil. Cover and roast in a 350-degree Fahrenheit oven for 2.5 hours. Uncover. Roast until tender, about 30 minutes. Transfer pork to cutting board and slice. Discard bay leaf. Garlic vinegar. Meanwhile, whisk together garlic, vinegar, and salt. Serve with pork and white beans. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.